Well, welcome, my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 65. 65. Yeah, I'm right on, man. You know what? Today's going to be great because I am doing this kind of virtually. Now, at the same time that you're seeing this right now, I am actually in Florida with the Faith TV family. So we have Faith TV Europe, Faith TV America, and Faith TV Africa. I'm doing three different one-hour shows today. It's being filmed in Florida. And so it's going to be all over the world. So number one, I want to ask all my tribe to please be in prayer for me. I need you guys to pray for me. I need to be anointed. I need to be fired up. Praise the name of Jesus. All right. Then from there, I want to actually take you to one of my favorite shows. Now, I did this at the beginning of the year, and it's my prophetic word for the year to come on 2025. And let's just see if I was on the ball or if I was out to lunch. You can look and you can see. If you're like, okay, you know what? I can hang with you on that. Yeah, do that. Let's go there and let's watch this because at the beginning of every year, God gives me a prophetic word for the year to come. Now, here's what I want to tell you. I am going to tell you this. 2025 was different than any other year that I've ever done before. And I predicted that. Wow, what an awesome prophet. Actually, I just knew for years, you know, the Lord has always told me everything's going to change for you in 2024. God told me everything's going to change for you in 2016, in 2020, and in 2024. And it did. And I actually walk with God in a different kind of stream now than what I did years earlier prophetically. It's much more apostolic. It's much more leadership. It's much more not about a journey I'm on, but about helping other people be on their journey. That's really been different. And so let's just look and see. So I'm going to take you back to this thing. I'm going to take you to this one of my favorite episodes. Again, you can find all of these, every single episode, at odx.tv. So be sure and like this. Be sure and push the buttons. If you're one of the 3,000 people that joins us, that subscribes to us every week on YouTube now, I'm so grateful for you. Hey, listen, you need to know that we do a bunch of cool things on odx.tv. God Almighty is doing amazing things. Leanna is back. The Spirit of the Lord is with us. And I got a lot of cool things to tell you. So be in prayer for me as I'm out in Florida filming three different TV shows today. And now get ready. Watch this. Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to a brand new year. Praise the Lord. Here it is, 2025. Guys, you made it through the year 2024. And now we have entered into the Hebrew calendar year 5785 as we go into the 5x5/25 of 2025. Hello, friends. I'm Troy Brewer. And here over the next 30 to 40 minutes, I'm going to be delivering a great big part of my prophetic word for the year to come. And I want to encourage you to like this. I want to encourage you to subscribe to this channel. I want to encourage you to share people and let people know that Jesus Christ is alive and well, and God Almighty is indeed speaking in this prophetic hour at this time of this new year. Many of you, I know that you have began your first day of fasting, and for some of us, that's a 3-day fast. For some of us, it's a 10-day fast. There are many that are here on my staff that are fasting a complete 40-day fast. As we cry out and we say, Jesus, we need you more right now than we have ever needed you. Lord God Almighty, sir, we have got to hear your word this year. God, we have to be lined up within your spirit. If there's any evil thing within me, if there's anything wicked, if there's something bad, if there's something going on, God, I just want to bring that to you. And I want to repent in every way. I want to be lined up in every single way. Guys, here over the next few minutes, I'm going to be just delivering. We're going to be going through 2025. We're going to be looking at prophetic events. We are going to be looking at the numbers. And get ready, friends, and buckle your seatbelts. Boom. Now, there's a couple of things that I want to ask you to do besides hit all the buttons and share. You may actually have a question or you may have a comment. And if you do, if you'll put a question mark in front of your questions, I'll be answering some of those at the end of this broadcast. Or if you have an awesome comment that you would like for me to share, you can put an exclamation point, and type that out there and then share your comment or what you, or maybe indeed you have some kind of a prophetic word for this new year to come. Now, did you see our brand new branding for the Pulse? It looks so good and it looks so awesome. Guys, we're fixing up our studio and I'm so happy about that as friends are joining us from all over the world. Now, I'm going to switch out these screens here and I'm going to show you this. Are you guys ready? Boom. Pastor Troy's prophetic word for 2025. As tonight at Open Door Church, I'm going to be given a lot more of this. And then I'm going to unpack this for 3 full days with friends from around the planet Earth at the New Beginnings Conference, which is coming up on January the 15th. The biggest conference we do all year long. And that is going to be coming up, and it's going to be coming up very quickly, guys. January the 15th. You can get your tickets by going to troybrewer.com, go to events, or you can go directly to odx.tv. All right. I see that we literally have, my gosh, how many people do we have on here already? Remind people to be asking their questions. Right on. Question mark, question mark, question mark. I am looking at nations all over the planet Earth. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Monica. I'm so happy that you guys are here. Matt, so good to see you, my brother. Margie, God bless you so much. Man, look at all these. I see Uganda is on here. I see South Africa is on here. I see some of my Mexican family is on here. Okay, guys. Let's go. Boom. Whenever I think about this year, and I look back at this last year, and like, okay, this is such a prophetic time, and it's such a prophetic hour. And I look at, man, 25 years into the year, into this new millennium that you and I are living in. Obviously, we are closer to the imminent and the glorious return of King Jesus than we've ever been. And obviously, there's no way that any of us could have imagined all the madness that took place this last year, and how the Lord is our banner showed up, and how that he overturned so many things. It's like the witchcraft of woke has been broken off of the United States. It's like people are actually starting to have intelligent conversations about what's real. At the same exact time, there's a tremendous light of exposure that is like just pointing out that God Almighty is saying, I'm not putting up with this mess anymore. There's too much mess in the body of Jesus. There's too much mess in our government. And I'm going to address those things. I'm going to be talking about those things a lot tonight. You know, like I was on Charisma Magazine show yesterday and telling them, you know, I got a big time word of warning. And I said this with my good friend, Alan DiDio, that the Lord says that he's showing up. And when he shows up, you had better not have any of these three areas that are undone. And one is blood money. Jesus is coming after blood money in the year 2025, because it's a tremendous financial year. It's a year that you're supposed to prosper. It's a year that God Almighty, you know, the great favor of the Lord, which is what the number 5 actually represents. But I want to tell you something. He's not going to deal, and he's not going to abide with blood money. And if you don't know what blood money is, I would encourage you to do a great biblical study upon that. And then I've actually done some teachings that's on it. But you need to know that blood money has a voice, and it demands justice. There's another area that God is showing up, and he's not putting up with everybody's sexual shenanigans anymore. He is sick and tired of the sexual shenanigans within church leadership, within the body of Christ, within the government, people paying off tons and tons of people. And he's going to judge that in a tremendous way. And then the third place is the exploitation of children. And here's what I want to tell you. It is a Joshua 5 moment. As we move into 2025, it is indeed, friends, a Joshua 5 moment where God Almighty shows up, and you walk over to him and his drawn sword, and the church says, hey, are you on my side or are you on their side? And Jesus says, neither one, I'm here to take over. And this is a tremendous year of the Lord taking over in a great big way. And I'm so happy about that. So we say, come, Lord Jesus. Now, there's some obvious things whenever we're looking at the 2025, or whenever we're looking at the year 5785, like 5785, it's got a 5 at the beginning and it's got a 5 at the end. That's on the Hebrew calendar. On the year 2025, on the Gregorian calendar, we actually have a 5 times 5, which is 25. So we have a double 5, and it is a year of unprecedented favor and grace. And let me tell you about grace. When God pours out his grace, it's not so that you get to get away with a bunch of stuff. And that's a big emphasis that I want to make, because there's a lot of ignorance in the body of Jesus, a lot of biblical ignorance, as of just like, oh, I know what grace is. Grace means I get to get away with a bunch of stuff. No, you don't. It means that God is demanding that you overcome a bunch of stuff. Grace, my friend, is what the number five represents. And grace is God-given ability to overcome something. Amen. This is a year, friends, that we're going to take the high ground. This is the year that we be like Caleb when he was 85 years old and said, give me that mountain. I want that mountain right there. This is a year like Joshua when he led everybody into the promised land. It's a tremendous Joshua kind of year. There's a tremendous Joshua anointing for this very moment, which, by the way, Joshua was also 85 years old. What is the year on the Hebrew calendar? 5785. This is a year that we run with the kingdom. Now, the big difference between 2024 and 2025, and the big difference between 5784 and 5785, is the four, or the delet, the four actually represents an open door. Now, I was super excited about this last year being the year of the open door, because I'm the senior pastor of Open Door Church. Boo-boo! Love that. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The five does not just represent an open door. It actually represents an open window. So we move from an open door to an open window. So what is that? What is that transition? That transition looks like this. When God Almighty gives you an open door, it's a lot like Psalms 24. You are ascending and you are being invited into another place. He's like, come into this place, come into that place, come into this place. That's what an open door is all about. But an open window is when God comes into your place. And that's when we need to learn how to be and how to minister to the habitation of the Lord instead of just the visitation of the Lord. And let me tell you about an open window in heaven. There's one of two things that's going to, well, I can actually think of three or four different things that come from an open window of heaven. One of those things is the power of the Holy Ghost, right? Noah opens up the window, the dove goes out, and we know that the dove actually rested and actually abided upon Jesus himself and never departed. Amen. That's a really big deal. But another thing that comes out of a window of heaven is deliverance. And I praise God for that. Like, what are you talking about? At the end of Elijah's life, he said, open up the window and I want you to, this is the arrow of deliverance. The arrow of deliverance shows up through an open window. And now I'm going to tell you another one that shows up. You know what else shows up whenever heaven invades earth? Lightning. Oh, lightning. Like, what is that? Is God Almighty saying, I will not coexist with that any longer? You know, yesterday our Capitol building was actually hit four different times by lightning. It's well documented. Everything in Washington, D.C., lightning was hitting it yesterday. And I was like, man, you better look for a lot of things to be overturned this year, because friends, Jesus is not playing. He's not showing up just to be nice. I'm telling you, he's showing up to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Friends, if you're just now joining me, I'm bringing my prophetic word for the year to come. We're unpacking the number 25. We're looking at the number 85. I'm about to go through a bunch of scriptures. I'm about to show you a bunch of these things. And if you're somebody that has a question, because at the end of this, I'm going to be addressing questions. And there's over 600 people watching live right this second, just on this one single platform. And guys, we're on multiple platforms. And if you have a question, I want you to put question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, and then your question. Or if you want to make a prophetic proclamation and something that you want me to give a shout out to, just put exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, right? And then list it out there. Please also to share this and let people know that I'm giving my prophetic word for the year to come. All right, guys, let's continue to unpack this, because guys, we moved into the payday. Whenever we moved into the year 5785, we actually moved into the pay hay. Now, so pay hay is the 85. The hay thing there is the five. And let me tell you, it represents Yahweh. When you see two different fives, it represents Yahweh showing up. Now, if you've seen me teach on this, I encourage you guys to go back and look at my 5785 word for the year, that when you see two fives, it has to do with the manifest presence of Yahweh. And then whenever that shows up in your life, again, there's that window. Amen. This is the year that heaven invades your earth. This is the year that there's an open window in heaven and something from heaven comes into your life. So make sure that your life is compatible with the manifest presence of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to give you three areas. Once again, blood money, get it out of your life. Get it out and don't even mess with it. All kinds of sexual shenanigans. Get it out of your life and be clean and be whole in the name of King Jesus. And any form of any kind of sexuality with children. Excuse me? If you don't think that God Almighty will show up and judge that mess, you're clueless. And I don't care how gifted you are. I don't care how many clicks you've got. I don't care what kind of a fan base you've got. You need to know this, that the window is open in heaven and Jesus is about to show up. So here's what I'd say. Repent. Man, you need to learn the word repent. And repentance needs to be your best friend. Hallelujah. Okay, I can tell you that one of the big things in 2025, if we're looking at, you know, 5x5 and 5 represents grace, if you get my book, Numbers That Preach, just go to my chapter on 5. It's huge, right? I also know that 555, right, is the gematria or the numerical value of the name Christ. Christ is 555. And what is that? It's the promised one. It's the Messiah. So it's the Greek version of Messiah, which is the Christ. It's the anointed one. It's this is the promise. I always told you he was going to show up. Now he shows up in the year 2025 within your life. Well, the numerical value of the name Christ is 555. If you, my friend, if you decide to go to BibleGateway.com and you type up the word Christ and you put it on King James, look at how many times the word Christ shows up in the Bible. 555 times. So not only is the numerical value of the name Christ in the Bible, not only is it 555, it actually shows up 555 times. Oh, that must be a coincidence, Pastor Troy. Yeah, I don't think so, pal. So five, like what is that? It's the grace of God. Remember that. David picks up 5 smooth stones. Right on. We know about that. We know that there's 5 different kinds of sacrifices, animal sacrifices. There's 5 different ingredients, 5 different ingredients in the holy anointing oil, the anointed one, Christ, 555. So if I'm looking at 5x5, if I'm actually looking at that, 5 times 5 equals 25. I know that this is a year of unprecedented grace and favor upon my life. And that's what I'm going after. So it's like, okay, well, you just name it and claim it, Pastor Troy. Yeah, you name it and claim it, but you also, are you ready for this? You conform your life to it. That's what you got to do. You can name it and claim it all you want, but if you're not going to conform your life to the image of God's plan, it is one thing to know what God's plan is. It is another thing for you to conform your life to it. So how do you conform your life to favor? Okay, well, I want to tell you, are you ready for this? You walk in what God favors. There are some things that God favors, and there are some things that he does not. There are tremendous priorities that the Lord has that are not the same priorities as the world. Now, this is called the fear of the Lord when you begin to walk in these things. I want to walk in the things that God favors. I really do. I really want to be his favorite. I do. I tell everybody, you guys know that I'm God's favorite. I mean, you know that I am. I say that what's real is anybody can be God's favorite if you will walk in the things that God favors. Like he's not blind mechanical fate. He's not the way things work out. He's not some blob. He's not just something out there. He is a person. He is a person. And the Father is revealed through the Lord Jesus Christ. And people are empowered by him through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Guys, I'm seeing so many people leave comments, and I'm seeing so many people. Thank you guys for sharing this message and for getting this out. I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to say this to you, that if you need a friend or if you need a prayer, you know what? You can call us. You can call us at 877-413-0888. If you would like to stand with us in saving boys and girls out of the horrors of sexual slavery, you know what? You can do that at that number as well. Or you can actually go to our address. You can look me up at troybrewer.com, or you can find me at odx.tv. Right on. Those are both of my websites. You can also find us at Not On My Watch. How about them apples? Right on. Guys, stand with us. This is like a first fruits offering. I'm going to be making a big offering to the Lord today because it's the first day of the year. A big part of my offering is I began my fast today. Amen. We had a lot of people around here fasting. I'm looking at 2 girls right across from me that are not fasting today. Come on. That's exactly right. And they're going to be joining me here within the next few minutes. But I say this, cry out to the Lord. Come on, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to him. And again, if you would like to stand with us in this year, 2025, help us rescue. I'm believing God for thousands of rescues this year. This last year, we were able to rescue and take on more than 600 kids that we had not previously rescued or we had not previously taken on. Like, wow. We took on one home just in the month of December that has over 200 kids in it. And it's like, all right, when I say take it on, I mean, the same people are running it. They're still running it. Just we took on the funding of all of that because these kids need help. And so it's a great privilege to be able to do such a thing. And guys, our numbers are growing. So hopefully our partnership will continue to grow. Now, let's get back to the prophetic word for the year to come. I know that it is a big altar year. And like, how do you know that it's a big altar year? Well, I know that because number one, the 2025th word in the Hebrew lexicon is the word altar. I know that it is. And now I'm going to show you what the very first, if we just look up 2025 verses, if we just look those up, the first one that I would share with you would be Exodus 20, verse 25. Like, what does that say? It says this, if you make an altar of stone, you shall not build it out of hewn stone, because if you take a tool to it, you have profaned it. This is a year that God Almighty says this, in these holy places, I really don't need your help. That's what the altar is all about. It's like, I don't need your help. I'm God. You're not God. I don't need you to add anything to this thing. I just need you, if you don't mind, to just do what it is that I tell you to do. Oh, it's a tremendous year of the altar, and it's a tremendous year of meeting God at that place. It's a tremendous year of that. All right, let's go over. I want to show you guys another big part, which I got to find these notes you guys put up with me here. Okay, check this out. Do you know what? Remember, guys, it's 5785. Do you know what the 85th verse is in the Word of God? It's Genesis 4, verse 5. That is the 85th verse in the Word of God in this year, 5785. And here's what it says. But God did not respect Cain in his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Like, what does that have to do with an altar? Do you know how Cain knew if God respected his offering or not? Because fire falls upon the altar of sacrifice. Hallelujah. This is a year that fire is going to fall if you have the right sacrifice. This is that year. Hallelujah. Do you guys remember me telling you also that this is a strong year of the anointing? This is a strong year of Jesus showing up, right? Christ is 555. Guys, do you know what? Do you know what the 2025th word is in the Greek lexicon? The 2025th word, do you know what it is? It's the word anointing. Come on, somebody. Come on, 2025. Man, it's the anointing. It's the manifest presence of the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. So again, guys, we got to make sure that we're living a life and that our hearts are compatible with him and that we fear the Lord. And we got to make sure that that exactly is the case. All right, I'm just now getting off into all this, guys. It's going to get better and better. I got a lot more to deliver to you, but now I want to stop what I'm doing, and I want to invite you to come to the New Beginnings Conference. I want you to come to the New Beginnings Conference. It's called The Breath of God, and it's going to be January the 15th, and I'm going to be preaching three nights in a row, and I have friends from all over the world that's going to be coming. I have some of my rescue kids are going to be here, and some of my favorite rescuers are going to be here. I brought a little video to show you, and I want you guys to watch this. Friends, I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church, and I double dog dare you to come out to the biggest conference that we do for the entire year. It's called New Beginnings. I've been doing this now for 30 years, and every single year, friends, it gets better and better and better. I have friends from all over the world that's going to be here. I'm inviting my friends Joseph Z, Alan DiDio, Patricia King, and every night I'm just going to bring people up, and we're just going to prophesy concerning the year to come. Now, guys, look, you can get your tickets right now, and friends, they're going to go fast. Simply go to odx.tv and get your tickets today, or you can simply call 877-413-0888. It's a brand new beginning, and I want to see you there. One of the great things about getting your tickets to come to this thing is that it's also transferable for in person, or you can watch it online. So if something happens, if you're not able to make it out, it's okay. It's no problem. Then you can watch it online. So Ms. Shea Wilbur, are you excited about our New Beginnings conference?
I'm so excited. I mean, this is going to be my first conference here, really. I mean, we had the women's conference and I was here for that, but this is my first New Beginnings conference.
Okay.
So I'm really excited.
You came on board this last year in the year 2024 and helping me take over all of my media, the mess of my media. I am a mess.
No, you're busy and you got a lot on your plate and you're doing a million things at once and you need help. We all need help, you know? And well, so that's what we're here to do.
You've been a tremendous help.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, man, you're about to see it all happen at the New Beginnings Conference.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited about our ODX gathering specifically because I feel like that'll be a chance to actually meet a bunch of our ODX family in person, which will be really cool. So I'm looking forward to that.
So for everybody that doesn't know what ODX is, ODX is like our channel. It's like the Open Door Experience channel. And we load up every single video we have on there. Anytime I'm a guest on somebody else's show, like yesterday I was on Charisma Magazine show. Day before that I was on Alan Dio's show, which I love Brother Alan. Anyway, it's like a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. We put all those videos onto one place. Plus we have all my teaching on there. We have all my numbers that preach. We have all my conferences on there. And then we actually have the majority of it is not behind a paywall. It's just, hey, you can go there and you can look. Just like our brand new documentary video that we had put together, that Trinity Broadcasting Network put together, the Eric Steckelback team put together. It's there and you can go there and you can watch it. And it's incredible. But then we also have stage two and then we have stage three. And if you're stage two or stage three, then you get to go behind the veil with us and you also get some special features. And beginning today at stage three, for our stage three people, I started doing an everyday phone thing. Just, hey, this is what's going to happen today. And this is how I'm praying for you today for all of our stage three partners.
Yeah.
And so we just started that today.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to be having a lot more stage three exclusive content coming your way. So if you are a stage three, be excited because we just were brainstorming this morning. I've been talking to Tia and some other members of our team on how to execute that and just really make that a special way. Because I know your heart is to truly connect with people deeper. And we're just figuring out ways that we can do that. And you had some great ideas. So I'm excited to get that all going. I think people are going to be really happy with it.
It's going to be a good year. Yeah. It really and truly is it's going to be a good year. And I can't let the cat out of the bag yet, but we also have a new kind of TV show that's coming on this year that we're working hard on right now. And I'm telling you guys, it's going to blow y'all's mind. We also have more documentaries coming out this year as people travel with us all throughout the world and help us rescue kids. And we're documenting all that. So it's going to be a huge year for media, man. And I'm so happy that you're here on board.
I'm really excited.
Hallelujah.
I'm very excited to be a part of it. So thank you.
Sitting right next to you is Miss Tamayo, who is a big part of our worship team. She's here with me every single day. She's one of my daughters in the Lord. She's a mama girl, just like you are. Both of you girls are such good mamas, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for being good mama girls.
We're
honestly
obsessed with our boys.
Yeah, we're excited.
I love y'all's kids. I love y'all's kids. Y'all, good kids too.
Yeah, they love you a lot. Yeah, they talk about you all the time. Actually, on Christmas Day Eve after our service, Liam, we asked all the kids to pray. And I was like, I hope they say something, you know, good. And my parents are there, they're pastors. And Liam, first thing he said, I want to pray for Pastor Troy and
That's
Pastor Leanne.
About.
I started crying. And my mom was crying. My dad was crying.
Just
help him, Lord.
So
give him the strength.
Sweet.
And I was like, okay, we're doing a great job.
Yeah, you are doing a good job.
But
you
that touched our hearts.
You are absolutely doing a good job. I got a word for you, and I just want to just tell you this, and this is for everybody here. And then guys, we're going to go to questions, and I'm going to continue to unpack my prophetic word for the year to come as we look at 25s and go through 25 scriptures. Mm-hmm. But I want to say this too. When I was saying a while ago, because this is so important, it's important that you understand you don't get on their team and you don't get on this team. Mm. You get on the Jesus team.
Amen.
Yes.
And I cannot express that enough. I have one of the things that I don't do is I don't do drama. Because I have enough drama in my own life. And I, you know, man, it's kind of like Nehemiah. Why should I come down from building the wall and doing what God Almighty has called me to do and come out here in a place where you're liable to kill me?
Why should I
stop doing what God Almighty has called me to do? Because I am so busy. Well, Some people will not let you walk away from them. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of people I tried to walk away from this last year, and they're still, even today, I'm getting texts. We need to have a meeting. We really don't need to have a meeting because I don't like your spirit and I don't like your drama and I don't like your fruit that is in your life.
Wow. Fruit. Yeah. And okay. You'll know them by their fruit.
If you do not make a public stance against those people and those people still continue to do that, ignorant people will jump on that mob.
Wow.
Right? They will jump on that. And here's what I'm going to tell you guys. The 2025th verse in the New Testament is Luke chapter 6, verse 22.
Okay.
This is the 2025 scripture of the New Testament. And these are the words of King Jesus. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you, when they revile you, and they cast out and they cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. You better pick Jesus this year.
Amen. Yeah. That's so good because there is so much drama going on right now. And sadly, a lot of it I feel like is in the church. And I think so many people with social media are being tempted and kind of like pushed into take a side, make a statement, do this, weigh in. Mm-hmm. We need your opinion. Like everyone's got to give their opinion. And it's like, ultimately, like, I just love what you said. It's like, pick Jesus's side. Mm. It's not my job to have an opinion on everyone else's drama. It's not my job to weigh in on everything else that's going on. You know, our eyes are fixed on Jesus and on the job that he has called us to do, what he has put in front of us. And that's what we're focused on. And that's so, I just think it's so profound to just stay focused.
There are days that I literally have texts from two opposing camps. Because there's so much drama in the world.
Yeah.
And one camp will say, we will remember you if you don't publicly come out with a statement for us. And then there's another camp that says, we will remember you if you don't come out with a public statement against them.
Wow.
And I'm like, let me just tell you something, man. I'm going to continue to do the work that King Jesus has called me to do. And I'm going to stick with Jesus because there's an open window.
Amen.
And for me, the era of deliverance, for me, the presence of the Lord, me, the promise, the olive branch, the Holy Spirit shall fall upon me like a dove. And I will hear my Father say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased because I have been adopted. Yeah. Amen. And I will be empowered. But you can receive the lightning.
Yeah. I do believe.
The lightning also comes out of the window.
I am actually reminded of what you spoke about before we moved into this studio about being to not go into the valley of oh no's. Like, do not get stuck in that, oh my goodness, this just happened. What are we going to do? You said do not be careful. Do not fall into the valley of oh no. So I'm always cautious. Like, is this a valley of oh no? Or is like, I'm always seeing, like, I'm trying not, honestly, on social media, just have to ignore it. Honestly.
How many times in 2024 did we say oh no?
A lot of times.
A lot. And I want to tell you, man, you cannot stay in that valley.
Yeah. Nope.
You can like, okay, well, okay. I'm going on with Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I got to work for the Lord.
There's
Jesus
so much
is coming back soon. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to be rescued. Somebody needs to be saved. Somebody needs to be fed. Somebody needs to be sheltered. Look in Matthew chapter. Guys, I preach this on Sunday. There are six marks of discipleship in Matthew chapter 25 that the world does not recognize.
Wow.
And it has nothing to do with if you're on TV, if you're not on TV, if you have a book, if you don't have a book, if you have a degree, if you don't have a degree. Mm-hmm. It's this. Did you give people who are thirsty water? Did you clothe somebody who was naked and vulnerable? Did you visit somebody in prison? Did you take care of them while they were sick? See, these are the marks of discipleship.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
And I'm just looking at all these. I'm amazed at how much of the body of Jesus does not know how to be the church.
Wow.
And I think that Jesus is fixing a lot of that right now. And I'm so excited about it because even like with the mess that has happened in South Carolina and in North Carolina and the eastern part of Tennessee, when the government was supposed to show up, when the government was supposed to do its job, it did not. But man, the kingdom showed up.
Yeah.
And the body of Jesus showed up. We're still the there right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, guys, we sent $12,000 yesterday to brother in partnership with brother Alan DiDio and the incredible work that he's doing. Here, just a few months ago, we bought $20,000 worth of chainsaws because the government won't go in there and clean up the road.
Jesus.
Like, well, let's go. And then we discovered people back there. Mm-hmm. We discovered people, and it's like, okay, Everywhere you look in North Carolina, what you do not see mm-hmm. are the people who are paid to be there.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What you see is the body of mm-hmm. Jesus activated mm-hmm. yeah. in Matthew chapter 25. That's so what you see. So yeah. I'm starting to get excited about that.
I'm excited. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have some questions for me. I know that. And mm-hmm. guys, if you have a question, and I'm going to continue to unpack words here, I've got a whole lot more. And then, of course, I'm going to be delivering this whole message tonight at Open Door Church and talking about prophetic things. And then, of course, we're going to be doing this even more at the New Beginnings Conference. But I know that y'all have some questions in there. If you have a question, just put four question marks. Mm-hmm. I stole this from Brother Allen. Put four question marks on there and then write out your question. Or if you have a prophetic something that you want us to shout out, put four exclamation points and then list it there. All right. So what do you have, Ms. Shea?
Okay, I'm pulling up one of these questions. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. We got a bunch. Actually, some of them you just naturally answer because a lot of people wanted to know your thoughts on the lightning strike. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had the chance to fully read into it, but the lightning struck four different places in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yep. How about that? How about them apples? Again, that's an indication of an open window. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's what an open window means. You're either going to get lightning or you're going to get a blessing.
Yeah. Wow.
And if I was you, I would get the blessing. You know, and so mm-hmm. The first time that I went to Washington, D.C. and spoke, I literally spoke before Congress and I literally said on Capitol Hill, there is a storm coming to Washington, D.C. that is going to, what did I say? I said it's going to uproot and it's going to tear down mm-hmm. all this hidden stuff of how kids are being trafficked here.
Wow.
And then within a few hours after I said that, a storm came out of nowhere. And yeah. sat right on top of the Capitol building and tore down all the trees and uprooted mm-hmm. them of trees yeah. that have been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. Wow. Now, I had no idea that that was going to happen. I had no idea that I was prophesying like that. But I did know that I was prophesying. God has heard the cry of yes. the children mm-hmm. in this place.
Amen. Yes, yeah. Lord.
And yeah. boom, here came a wind from the Lord himself that uprooted and tore down the things that are so strong on Capitol Hill. Yeah. Wow. Well,
that is so.
Listen, man, you're either going to get the power of the Holy yep. Ghost or you're going to get the lightning. And I would say this. We used to have this term in Texas. Actually, the electric chair, its name was called Sparky. Okay. And it was, you know, they would execute you through the power of electricity and it is rough. And the judge would give his sentence and he'd say, you're going to ride the lightning. Mm. Yeah. Hardcore.
Wow.
There's a lot of people going to ride the lightning this year.
Mm. Yeah.
Be advised. Wow. Okay. So you have a question.
Another one. Yeah. So I thought this was cool. Audrey Douay said, hey, Troy, what kind of tree was in your grandpa's backyard? The one that God was speaking to you about? The first will be last and the last will be first.
Wow. So that means
that's a cool question.
That mm-hmm. means that you heard me on Sunday, which praise God. Praise the Lord. So yeah, it started my whole thing with Numbers That Prophesy. Mm-hmm. We were sitting on the back porch. My grandpa smoked a pipe. And to this day, anytime I smell a pipe, I think about Papa. I just think about, I love my Papa. Oh, I love him so much. I miss him so much. And we were sitting in the back. I was 19 years old. I was brand new saved. He was a brand new convert to Jesus. One of the first people that I actually led to the Lord. And Papa was like, if Troy's into Jesus, I'm into Jesus. Let's go. And he just jumped right in. And he was smoking his pipe and we were doing a Bible study. And he said, Hoss, that tree right there is the first one to lose it's the last one to lose its leaves in the fall. And it's the first one to gain its leaves in the spring. And he said, I've been watching it all these years and every year it does the same thing. And then he said, I wonder if God's trying to tell me something through that. And boom, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon me. And instantly I said, yeah, Papa, that's what the Bible says. It, it says the last shall be first and the first shall be last. That's what Jesus is speaking to you. And then Papa went on to say, which I didn't say this on Sunday. He goes, look right here, Hoss. And he reached over to his I'm trying to think what famous preacher it was. some famous preacher's calendar. And that was the word for the day is that wow. the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And so
powerful.
You want to know what kind of a tree was it? I think that all he had was live oak trees. So I believe it was a live oak tree, but that can't be right because live oaks don't lose their leaves in the fall time when everybody else does. It had to be an oak tree because all he had was live oak trees and oak trees back there. So it must have been an oak tree. And by the way, trees represent something. Oak mm-hmm. trees always represent strength. Like, you know, palm trees, that always represents praise all the way through the word of God. Right on. Almonds, an almond tree represents acceleration. The same Hebrew word for almond is also the same Hebrew word for go fast. And that's why, you know, like Aaron's rod that, that it budded almonds, which meant it's a right now thing. Wow. And so like whenever God Almighty asked Jeremiah, when he said, hey, Jeremiah, what do you see? And he said, I see an almond tree. He said, right now I shall hasten my word to perform it. Right. So all the trees mean something. Okay. I'm sorry. You got another question?
Amazing. Yeah. I have one. Yeah, I have Melissa Campbell Long.
Hello. Hello, Melissa. Bless you in Jesus' name.
On
welcome.
Our Facebook. Excellent. Is the number 11 prophetic? My husband and I both see this number all the time for a few years now.
Yeah, man. The number 11 has a huge prophetic message in it. And I just got through finished writing a book. We just released it. It's called Numbers That Prophesy. Mm. And it's got a whole segment at the end of it that actually give you the numerical value of, I should say, the prophetic value of all the numerics. But also, too, there's a special chapter in there that is on Apollo 11. And on the first man on the moon. And I was just reading it yesterday because I'm doing the audio version of that book right now. And guys, I want to just tell you that 11 in the positive. Now remember, there's a redeemed value and there's an unredeemed value. So I'm going to give you the redeemed value. It literally means heroes rising up. And it's like Hebrews chapter 11 is the Hall of Fame of Faith.
Yeah.
Right on. 11-11 is Veterans Day. Right. Apollo 11, the first man on the moon. So it has to do with exploits,
that's cool.
Achieving great and mighty things.
Maybe God's speaking to, is it Michelle?
Melissa.
Melissa. Mm-hmm. Maybe God's speaking to Melissa that, you know, her and her husband are going to be.
You're going to do exploits. I want to tell you this also too. It also has to do with a big sense of urgency. Like, okay, we're going to get this done. It's going to happen quick now. And you need to step into this. Yeah. That's a whole final hour thing. Mm-hmm. The whole 11-11 thing, you know, it has to do with a big sense of urgency as well. So be expectant and lean into that. Conform your life to that. Say, Lord, what great things do you want me to do for you? I'll do anything that you want me to do, and then get ready. Hallelujah. You guys got another
I have Marlon Stafford.
Hello, Marlon.
How do you pray for a prodigal to come home and come back to the Lord?
Well, number one, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. And I'm very sorry. And I know how heartbreaking that can be. I praise God for all four of my kids love Jesus. All four of my kid-in-laws love Jesus.
Amen.
But I've been a pastor for a long, long, long time. And this is my 29th year of pastoring Open Door. And I have a lot of experience with prodigals. I want to tell you what I do. I pray for God Almighty to disrupt their life. I pray, Lord, bring a strong disruption into their life. Well, whatever spirit that they got their eyes on, where they will go, whoa, okay, that didn't work. And then I pray that God would give them a heart to know them. I pray that prayer. You know, that's straight out of Jeremiah. He would give you a heart to know them. So I pray that God would bring a strong disruption to whatever it is that they're fascinated with that is not the Lord. And then I pray that God would give them a heart to know them.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
There's a couple others I saw. I saw it on there a couple of times asking what the number 333 means.
Yeah, we got a weird number bunch.
I know. Everyone's asking numbers right now.
I was trying to see.
Listen, get his book, Numbers That Preach, Numbers That Prophesy. That's exactly right. A good place to start.
It is a great place to start.
There we go.
Yeah, by the way, we got word a couple of days ago that is number one bestseller on Amazon in a couple of different categories. So I was that's crazy. That's awesome. Praise Jesus.
There you go, man.
Made the list. But
I just read like a couple of lines yesterday and I was literally stuck on like, okay, I need to read this.
Well, 333 is anytime that God speaks through a number that's double, that's a big deal. Anytime God speaks through a three, that's a big deal. Like all the way through the word of God. Like if God calls your name once, it is one thing. If God calls your name twice, two times in a row, or if God calls your name three times, if you look at all the biblical examples of that, like anytime God Almighty calls your name twice, it means you're getting with a new program. Yeah. Adam, where are you?
Yeah.
Right. That's the first example of it. Abraham, do not kill Isaac. Jonah, Does thou do us well to be angry? I do well, Lord, even unto death. let me think that answer cracks me. He goes, yeah, God, it's killing me. Everything's perfect. but anytime that you see God, you know, okay, Saul, why do you persecute me?
Wow.
It means you're going to get with a brand new program.
Wow.
But if you see God call your name three times, like God did Samuel, okay, it literally means he's calling you into something you had no clue about. So the number 333 also has to do with that. Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, I am going to bring your attention now to something else, you know. Like when God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush, he said, Moses. He said his name twice. Okay. Yeah. But let me tell you what happened before that. He saw that burning bush for a long time, and I don't know how long he saw it, but it burned and burned and burned and burned and burned and kept burning. And he finally said, now I must turn aside to see this thing. Wow. It's like, it's just driving me crazy. I've got to go see this. And just exactly like that, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that John turned to see the voice. You got to turn to see the voice. You got to repent. You got to get out of your program. Amen. And in order to see the thing that God Almighty is saying. Okay. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Debbie Rhodes on ODX says 333, the whole enchilada. Remember?
The whole enchilada, sister. Yeah, she's heard that sermon, man.
That was amazing.
So the whole enchilada, right on. Yeah. So it's like outer court, inner court, most holy place. It's the sun and the moon and the stars. It is all those three. I'm about to just go off on 10 million threes that are in the Word of God. But that's why we have first stage, second stage, and third stage partnership.
Amen.
Like my ranch out in Glen Rose, Texas is called third stage ranch because of that very principle. I don't want to be a 30-fold Christian. I want to be a 100-fold Christian. Amen. I'm not saying that I am, but I'm saying I'm going after it.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that.
So
that is so good. We have CC Cooper on ODX. If a believer and a person that prays daily, but does not see numbers mostly, how should I pray for that? Like, okay. I guess to see numbers.
Ask me again. Would you say that one more time?
Okay. If he's a believer, like CC Cooper, and prays daily, but does not see numbers, how should I pray?
Okay. So you have somebody that you're in covenant with, somebody that you love, and he just thinks you're a nut because of the numbers thing. Well, maybe you are, CC. Maybe you're just straight up nuts. I mean, I know I am. And so I'm like, all right. But can I tell you this? Can I tell you this? I don't think it's important that he sees numbers. Mm. I just think it's important that he sees Jesus. And he might see Jesus through butterflies. He might see Jesus through rocks on the ground or pennies. In the like one of the ways that I see Jesus, I'm telling you guys, I find coins everywhere I go. I find coins. I found a coin in February, on February 25th, on Valentine's Day. I found a coin in a movie parking lot that was worth over $2,000.
Wow. Whoa, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, you weren't here in February.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, so she doesn't even know that. Okay, wait, I got to tell you this.
That's crazy.
Okay, I was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Okay.
And I was preaching at a church called the Summit Church. Big shout out to my Summit family. Awesome people. Praise God. Love that church. And I was there. Well, I taught at their school and I taught at their church, and they gave me a big fat whopping check of $2,000. And I was like, wow, thank you so much. And then I endorsed it and turned it right back around and gave it to them. Went, no. And it's not that I don't ever receive money when I go to some places, but I just didn't want to. I just was like, no, I want to sow into this ministry. I love these people. I could afford to do it on that day. But I was like, here. So I gave them a $2,000 offering, right? They gave me a $2,000 offering, and I turned around and gave it back to them.
That's cool.
Okay. Oh. The only reason I'm mentioning that is because when I left there, I came home. When I came home, it was February 25th, so I had to hurry up and get home because that is my anniversary, right? That's actually my anniversary. It was February 12th is Valentine's Day, right?
No, 14th.
God damn it. I'm forgetting which day Valentine's Day is. Yeah. So it was actually February 14th. February 25th is my anniversary. Mm-hmm. See, Leanna, I remember. And so anyway, I was driving to the house and there's Leanna's favorite flower. And she has a special flower that's her favorite flower. And I know a place that sells the special flower. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's in Granbury, Texas. So I went all the way through Granbury in order to get to Glenrose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On the way there, I just started craving popcorn. I'm talking about I started having like this popcorn.
What? That's so random.
And it is so random because I'm not like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, golly, I wish I had some popcorn, man. And I just started freaking out. And I was like, I want a popcorn with way too much butter on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just driving down the road and doing like 90 miles an hour. Because our friend, there's a guy in our church that's actually a chef, and he mm-hmm. came to our house and he was going to cook for us that night. Me and Leanna had this nice, I mean, we just sat at our table and that guy cooked for us.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like really romantic, really cool.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I was like, I can't be late, you know, and my plane was a little bit late and all kinds of stuff. But I'm like, I need popcorn. And I just thought, dude, there's a movie theater in Granbury. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in there and I am going to pay way too much money for a big giant thing of popcorn. And I'm going to walk over to the butter thing and I'm going to pour way too much butter. Nobody's going to see how much butter I put in
it. That is hilarious.
And I've never done that before in my life. I pull up into the movie place, park, open up my door, step out, and there is a gold coin right there.
What?
And I'm talking about 24 karat gold coin. It was a 1 ounce gold piece. And it was worth $2,000, and I had just given away $2,000 a few hours before that.
It's crazy.
If I was you guys, I would give to Summit Church in Pigeon Forge because, man, it has a fast return.
Fast return. That's cool. That you just never know. Like when you follow the Holy Spirit and like even something as simple as getting popcorn, I mean, it's just, I love when God uses things that seem like mundane or things that seem not spiritual or whatever to like speak to us, to bless us, to like be a confirmation that he is speaking to us.
I started crying. Cool. Yeah. I started bawling in a parking lot. Who in the world finds $2,000 in the parking lot of a movie?
Yeah.
I do.
And also, who in the world drives up to a movie theater just to get popcorn?
You would just go
in
there to get
pickles. They have great pickles when I was pregnant, I would make Josh go get me pickles, and they're the best at the theater.
Go to the movie and
that's
get me a pickle.
So funny.
Get me a pickle right now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, and then you know what? I was sitting out there and I was holding this gold coin and I was crying, just going, Lord, you're so good to me. You're so good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you. Like, this is going to be a great testimony to you. Mm-hmm. And I want to make it. I want to tell people all over the world about that. And then you know what I did after that? I went in and bought popcorn.
Yeah.
And I still did it.
Good.
Did you make it on time?
I did. Okay. No, I did make it on time. Okay. Yeah, I actually
I want popcorn. Now I'm like craving popcorn.
I know.
Like,
somebody go to the movies and get us
now
some
that
popcorn.
I know that's not, I get a Coke too. If you,
amazing ice.
The Coke
there.
With the movie popcorn. Yes. Oh gosh, so good. All right.
Okay, so you got another question? I'm going to go through some scriptures if you don't, and I'm going to continue to talk about prophetic things.
Yeah, let us compile some more. We do have almost, or we have over 900 people watching right now on YouTube.
That is
I have
amazing.
A question.
That okay, you got a question?
Brenda Edwin says, "How often should we be fasting, Pastor Troy?"
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you, I go through now. Look, I'm consecrated to fast at Rosh Hashanah, and also I'm consecrated to fast on January 1st. But that's between me and the Lord. The Bible doesn't say that you have to fast on those dates. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what the Bible does say. Jesus says, when you fast, meaning he just took it for granted that everybody would. He said, when you fast, when you pray, and when you tithe.
Wow.
That's what he said. So he's like, okay. So he's not given a mandate that you do that. He's just taking it for granted that that's going to be a part of your covenant with the king, you know? And so it's like, I fast, and like I know certain people that they're fasting freaks. Like that is a big part of like Todd White is a fasting freak.
I've heard of.
I mean, he's a freak. I mean, he fasts every other day, and then he goes on these long. I mean, he was with me one time. He was on a 40-day fast, and he just got off of a 40-day fast, and he works out every day. And it's like, dude, I've seen him do it.
Yeah,
you know,
I
have friends that are just fasting fanatics. I'm not. I used to be when I was young. I fasted a whole lot. I mean, I have no idea how many 30-day fasts I went on. I can tell you I went on one 40-day fast, and I've only done that one time in my life. Mm-hmm. And I found God in a very radical way. I've got a lot of hate mail from knuckleheads saying, yeah, this guy thinks that if you seek God in a really radical way, you'll find God in a radical way. Try it. Mm-hmm. Try it. I devil dog dare you. I'm not talking about your denominational, mean old Calvinist. Mm-hmm. You don't you wouldn't know God if God jumped out and kicked you. I'm talking about you getting desperate for the Lord, as if you just heard you had cancer. Yeah. Wow. Go after Jesus. Go after Amen. Him. Mm. And in that way, what I did was I ended my fast by driving all the way to Big Bend National Park. And I had never been there before. I've been there a million times since then, but I'd never been there before. That was as far away as I could imagine. And I went to Big Bend National Park in where the Big Bend is on the Rio Grande in Texas. That it's the largest national park in the United States.
Wow.
And I went there and I drove until I found a dirt road. And then I drove until the dirt road ended. And then I drove off into a field and I set up a tent and I took my Bible, a pistol, and a bunch of water.
Wow.
And I cried out to God out there in the middle of that place. And I want to tell you, the Lord showed up. I mean, in a radical, radical way, in a way that changed my life.
Yeah.
And so, I have times like this time of year that I'm consecrated to seeking the Lord. But there are other times I hear the Lord telling me to fast, mm-hmm. where like the Spirit of the Lord will come to me and say, "Hey, I need you to fast." Like, really?
Yeah.
Man, we better take that serious because we don't know what battle Jesus mm-hmm. is fighting.
Yeah.
Now, my whole world now is content, content, content. And it's very hard for me to fast because I can't think right when I've been fasting. And so to go on a super long fast is like very difficult for me. Plus, I'm old and I'm fat, and those are all issues. But yeah, so I don't really know how to answer that except for I would say seek Him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seek Him. Ask Him, Lord, how often should I fast, and what should I do? And everybody asks me all the time too about, okay, give me the rules for fasting. Well,
I don't think there's rules.
I don't think that there's rules. I mean, I like. Obviously, fasting is supposed to be you're not eating, but there's a lot mm-hmm. of other things that you can do mm-hmm. that you can just not be a part of and say, no, I'm fasting from that for a season or, you know, even a year or something. Go, no, I'm not going to be a part of that. Whatever that is. I know people that have literally fasted from the news. And then once they did that, they never went back.
Yeah.
They're like, once I got that noise out of my life, I didn't realize how much it was stealing from me, you know?
And I think you just said it, noise. Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people, you know, fasting is such a personal thing and it's about what is the noise for you in your mm-hmm. life. And that noise can be something different for different people. You know, there people can have different stumbling blocks that maybe God would be calling you to fast from, whether it's social mm-hmm. media or whether it's, I don't know, sweets, if it's not all food or, you know, whatever. There are different ways that you can fast. And I think, like you said, it's such a personal thing. I feel like that's between you and the Lord and what you feel, convicted of personally. Yeah. If you feel like God's calling you to fast, then seek Him. God, what does that look like? Because it doesn't need to look like how it looks like for you, Pastor.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like a lot of people just do a straight up water fast.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. That is amazing to
me. Or the Daniel fast.
Where you can do the beginning of the year. That's exactly right. But I'll tell you, you know, like for me, if I'm going to do a long fast, like longer than 10 days, if it's liquid, it's legal, I will blend a chicken fried steak.
You'll start getting all those baby food,
Baby food.
I thought of it like that, actually. I've done like a juice fast before, but not a chicken.
You're just in there taking your steak, your potato,
and he's blending it in the blender.
We're like, Pastor, why is there a blender in your office?
Hey, that is pretty.
That's not true.
That's pretty smart.
You can blend whatever you want. If I'm fasting, I'm fasting. If I'm not, I'm not. That's the way that works.
Well, I mean, we started off the day. I'm just going to come clean to all of our ODX family. I had to apologize because this is day one of Pastor's fast. And I walked in with some food fresh from Dallas from a really nice restaurant, like a brunch spread. I was so excited and to bring it to Pastor Troy.
It was so nice.
This is the first day of my fast. And I was like, oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
I was just used as temptation. Like, what? I'm so sorry.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry that I brought this food into your office, but thankfully you had grace on me.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all good. But I promise you, man, you can go on a fast. And then be like, knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Chili cheese fries. Okay, please go away. Thank you. It's funny. Just food just comes to you. And again, you can just be consecrated and just go, no, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. Mm-hmm. I love you. And I'm grateful for you. Please don't be embarrassed. I'm just fasting. And that's all it is. Okay. I'm going to give one more prophetic word
that has
to do with this year. And it is the year 2025. And again, 25 is 5x5. And I want to tell you, the word, the term 5x5 means loud and clear. Mm. And this is a year that I think that God is going to speak loudly. And I think that this is a year that God is going to speak clearly. And I think that this is also a year that God is saying, I need you to get away from things that are keeping you from hearing me loud and clear. Mm. Any place where there's distortion, any place where there's fuzziness, any place where there's unclarity, I think a tremendous spirit of clarity God Almighty wants to bring. And so 5x5, I was praying for a guy this morning on the way in, and I called a friend of mine. And as I was praying for him, I started praying, God, I declare a 5x5 word over here. Amen. Him, God, that he hears you loud and clear. Well, he just did a business deal yesterday that they called 5x5.
Wow.
And I was like, man, that's a huge confirmation. Like, that's crazy. He goes, dude, we call that the 5x5. You know, it's like, I don't know, it was 5 years, five something contract. And I just did a 5x5 contract yesterday.
Wow.
And
then
like, okay, right on. This is a big year of the loud and clear of the 5x5.
Amen.
I think that was one of the numbers people were actually asking about too.
Yeah.
Number five. So I think it's cool that you touched on
that. It's grace. It's grace. Right. It's the grace of God. And so a lot of people, as I said at the beginning of this broadcast, a lot of people think that grace means you get away with a lot of things. And I want to tell you, I have a great grace and great favor on me. And it's one of the things that I think a lot is, Lord, you just let me get away with so much. You know, there's a lot smarter people than me God just lets me be me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so grateful. I have a church that lets me be me. Now, I've ran off everybody that wouldn't, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, part of that. But I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I just have a lot of grace in my life, and I'm so grateful. But it doesn't mean that you get away with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Grace means that you overcome a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do have the kind of grace on me where the Lord is kind of like, okay, I have a grace with Leanna. She just puts up with me because she loves me. I have a grace with all you guys that work with me. And I say this a lot. Thank you for putting up with me.
Thank you.
I say that. Mm-hmm. I do. I actually do say that. I say that a lot to all the people I love. You know, like, look, I don't tell me, but I probably got on your nerves at some point. So thank you. Thank you for putting up with me. You know, and I mean, I just, that kind of language is a really big deal, because I was literally, when I had my face on the floor in the prayer tent this morning, I was literally saying that. Thank you, Jesus, for putting up with me. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you for loving me when you know the depths of me. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Okay, well, that kind of grace, if you're going to continue in that kind of grace, the Lord will put up with you, but he also expects you to have a high priority towards him, that you don't take that for granted.
Yeah.
And that you're like, okay, well, I'm changing this way, I'm changing that way. And it's like, okay, well, I knew you'd get there. That's awesome. Always knew that about you, Troy. Oh, you're 58. Took a little while, but you finally got there.
Yeah.
Right. That flow of how grace works. Mm-hmm. Man, we got to know that. We got to know that. And we got to understand that.
Yep.
And like, I'm anointed. I am anointed,
Amen.
Not for the sake of my personal gifts, but for the authority that Jesus
Amen.
Wants to move.
Yeah, I believe
and
it.
And so that's another big, there's going to be a huge shift this year of, instead of the gift being a really big deal, that the authority is a really big deal.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's a really big deal. So don't give up your authority because of your gifts. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that think that they have the blessing of the Lord upon them simply because their gift has fooled them. And man, you got to walk in your authority. And I want to tell you, gifts do not require character.
Mm.
Authority requires character.
Yeah. That's so good, because you see that sometimes, you know, you see that in the world so much.
Yeah.
People that, you know their character is a certain way, and yet they're so talented. They're excelling in seemingly all of these ways. And it's so important to keep your eyes fixed and your heart focused on that. That is so true. That is so true. Anointing and authority are one thing. Gifts are one thing. Anointing and authority.
That's exactly right.
Is.
Yeah. Wait, look, you can be anointed in a gift. Okay. Let me throw this out there. You can be anointed in a gift and you be so familiar with the gift and be so good at operating in the gift that you fail to even recognize the anointing anymore. And that's the whole Samson thing. He said, I will go out as before and shake myself, meaning I'll let them all pile on me. I'll walk out there and say, come on, let's go. And then boom, I'm going to bring the atomic bomb on. I know how to do this, but Samson knew not that the spirit of the Lord had departed from him.
Wow.
Ooh, scary.
God, like, I never want to be that person.
No, I don't want to be that person. Like,
you know, that's the worst.
Friends, you don't want to be that person.
No.
Listen, be real before the Lord and repent. Don't hold on to your sexual shenanigans and go, you know what, this is just part of me being me and double down. Mm-hmm. No, 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 don't. I can tell you this, you know, it's like this last year, one of the big, huge monster things, you know, that happened in the body of Jesus was, and it was something I weighed in on, and I don't weigh in on a whole lot of things, but I weighed in on this, and it was when the sword swallowing pole dancer at the men's conference. I was like, my God, listen, I am so anti woke that I had to address that. Yeah. I mean, I had to. I was like, King Jesus. Okay, well, we were discussing this this morning. What's real is if you look at studies, there could be, here's a men's conference, even though it's a Christian's men's conference, there might be as much as maybe 20 or 30% of the people that is in that room are addicted to pornography.
Yeah.
And part of their pornography is homosexual pornography. And here they are, their wife sent them to a Christian event, and you're triggering them with that devil up there prancing around.
Sick.
Yeah.
And don't even know, like, but he's so talented.
But that doesn't, no.
King
that doesn't
Jesus.
Justify.
Yeah, we put way too much emphasis on gifts and not enough on authority, which is where there is character.
Yeah, and I've seen too, vice versa. Like, I've seen people that, you know, and we're musicians, we lead worship, so that's like the place that my mind goes to. Some of my favorite worship leaders are not necessarily the best singers. Like, there are some singers and worship leaders that I would say could sing circles around them, but something about the anointing that they carry is so special. And to me, that is what I'm drawn. And that's what I pray that I carry. I'm like, God, I always want to just walk in your anointing. I don't want to do something if I'm not anointed to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I literally don't want to live outside of that anointing. And so it's just interesting. You know, the world puts emphasis on gifts. God puts emphasis on the anointing.
Yes. And you know, again, The whole reason we have gifts, okay, like the Bible says that your gift will bring you
make
before
way for you.
Great man, right? It'll make way for you. But what are you supposed to do in that way? You're supposed to bring heaven.
Yeah.
It's not for you. It's not for you.
Presence of the Lord.
It's so that you can bring heaven. It's so that you can bring the presence of Jesus. It's so that his kingdom can come.
Amen.
Oh,
I love that.
Good That's stuff. Good. Well, this has been good. I have so much more. And again, I'm going to continue this
tonight
at Open Door Church. I'm
going to
continue
this. A.
Friends, are you going to come to the New Beginnings Conference? Are you going to come in, or are you going to be a part of this thing? Man, I hope so. I so hope that you will come. We're calling it the Breath of God, which I haven't even begun to speak about yet. But the Pei-Hei, right, is all about the Breath of God. It's all about Yahweh. It's all about the Pei-Hei. It's and like, what are you talking about? You're crazy.
Oh, it's listen, Hebrew. He's not crazy.
Yeah. Thank you. It says my Jewish friend right here. Right on. It's like, yeah, he's not crazy. That's just Hebrew. Also, at this event, we're going to be having all kinds of special events. There's other ticketed things, man, that you can be a part of and all those kind of stuff. And then if you're a hater and like, well, I would come, but except for this is a ticketed event and I can't believe that you're charging for this. Believe this, we have to raise millions of dollars every year to save kids out of sexual trafficking.
Yeah.
Because we don't just save them, we raise them.
Amen.
And guys, I want to tell you, man, it is like the last thing in the world that I want to be, the very last thing, is a fundraiser. It's like, I can't stand it. Now that I've said all that, I am responsible for the funding of this thing. And it's not just about the gift of generosity. It's about the authority of kingdom distribution. And I would encourage you to give. I would encourage you to buy a ticket. I would encourage you to stand with me. I would encourage you to call the number that is on your screen right now. I would encourage you to say, you know what? This is a new year. I haven't stood with Pastor Troy before, but I trust him that he is actually rescuing kids. Yes. And he's actually, listen, I want to just tell you this. So do you know something? You can trust me that I actually raise kids, that I actually rescue kids, and you can trust me that I do not molest kids. And I'm like, wow. Really? You going to say that? Well, have you not watched the news lately and seen the mess that is in the body of Jesus that I've been telling you was there for the past 30 years? I've been telling you. It's everywhere, and it's because of the scourge of pornography. So not only is God Almighty bringing judgment to those people who commit such atrocities, but the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, but those who also take pleasure in it. And I want to tell you, get your house cleaned up.
Yeah.
Get out of that mess. Because if you're watching pornography, you're watching a crime scene. And if you're, if by chance you're not watching a crime scene, which you are, every kind of illegal activity that you can imagine is involved around pornography. But also I want to just tell you this, you're funding trafficking by watching pornography. You're funding it. Like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. You don't understand how monetization works. For every second that you watch that, some trafficker of a child is getting paid. Get it out. Shut it down. I'm talking to every single person in our government that I can talk to. Recently, I met with the Mexican government and talked with them as well and told them, do you know why this is happening within your state? Because of pornography. Shut it down. Pass laws against it. Mm-hmm. Shut it down. Shut it all down. And you know what? If the body of Jesus will not stand up and do this, do we think for 1 second that the world will do this? Do we think that Hollywood will do this?
No,
man, they're not going to. This is up to us as godly people. And we don't want this passed down to our children and to our grandchildren. We don't want them to have to grow up in that kind of a sexualized world. And the world has already said, you can see it through the past 4 years of that demonic administration in Washington, D.C. We're coming after your kids. We're coming after your kids. And they did.
Yeah.
And look at what they sent into our classrooms. And look at what they did. Forcing little boys to turn into little girls, even when the parents were like, no, we don't want that to happen. Yeah. Listen, that's a smidgen of what of what they will get away with if they can. But it's up to you and I as a body of King Jesus to go say, not on our watch. We're not doing that. So don't. All right. I'm about ready to close up here.
So good. Well, I'm excited for tonight to get the rest of it.
It's going
to
be good.
I know you're going to continue your message. So if you are not able to join us in person, then you can tune in online. It's all going to be live across all of our platforms as we usually are. So definitely do not want to miss it. We've had over 1,200 people watching live since we've been on here. And I'm sure many more are going to be going back to catch us. And I want to say, if you're first time watching right now, and you know, you heard Pastor Troy talk a bit about what we do, rescuing kids from human trafficking. We have a incredible 25-minute documentary episode that Eric Steckelbeck did on us. And you can watch that on YouTube, on our YouTube page, or on ODX if you're on ODX. And if you missed it, I just want to encourage you to go watch it. It gives you a really good picture of what we are all about and how we all got started doing this, you know, rescuing over 11,000 kids. And, you know, Pastor Troy says it all the time. We do church so we can rescue kids.
Amen.
And it really speaks to the heart of this ministry. And so if you found yourself here watching this video and you're like, wow, there's something really cool about Pastor Troy that, you know, I want to know more about what is his heart and what does he do? That is where you go. Watch that. And you have a really, really good picture of what we do here at Open Door Church and in this house.
It's so beautiful.
And join us.
Where do you find that at?
That's on YouTube, on your YouTube page.
Okay.
It's right there, and you'll literally see it says not on our watch. You can't miss it. And as well on ODX.TV. It's right there.
So please
on
share
Troy's
it.
Appearances.
Yeah. So please share it. Please go there and find it and share it and put it on your social media, put it on your Facebook, put it on your X, put it on all your stuff like that, and share it out there and let people know that there is an answer in the body of King Jesus, and it's not. It's not something we're thinking about doing. It's something that we've been doing now for 30 years.
30 years. Exactly.
You know, for 3 decades. So.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of comments that are saying, where can I find tickets? Where can I buy tickets? You could go to the easiest ways that I've seen is troybrewer.com. You click on events and then you click on New Beginnings and it shows all the different type of packages that you can join. There is an all day. There is the luncheon. There is a star party. There is an ODX gathering. So please, if you are looking for tickets, go to Troy Brewer and they'll put it on the lowerthirds.com. Click on events and you'll find the New Beginnings tickets. Okay. We're so excited to see y'all.
You can also call us if you're like, hey, I can't find any of that. Just call the number, man.
And
just,
they will help you.
Yeah, just call 877-413-0888. And one of my sweet friends is right here in this building. I mean, we're all we're literally on the same property.
Yep.
This is our place, right? And this is my phone number. I actually handpicked that phone number. Like, why? 8 is new beginnings. Mm-hmm. 77 is the church. Philippians 4:1-3 in Jesus. 0888.
I love that. Amen. That's cool.
That is so amazing.
And hey,
then,
sometimes you walk over there and answer phones too, so you really never know. Some you may actually get Troy.
I think I might actually go over there. I haven't seen them this week.
Go on over there.
I know that Tia's over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's back.
Yep, she's back.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, all you girls in Calling Center, I'm coming over there to see you here within the next few minutes.
Paula, church is at 7 p.m. tonight, okay? Everyone's asking about tonight, so we're excited to see y'all.
At the Star Party, will there be food? Yes.
Yes, there will.
There will be food at the Star Party. Yeah, that's an eating event. Mm-hmm. And so if you get your tickets to the Star Party, and by the way, we're starting a brand new video channel on ODX.TV that's called Heavenly Happenings.
Yes.
That's going to be so good.
We filmed 5 of them for January, February, March, April, and May, right? And it's like, okay, what's going on this month in the sky? And it was so much fun.
It was so fun.
And so I'm like, I don't know why we haven't done this before. I want to tell you what I need is I need a Troy Brewer Star app.
That's awesome.
On your phone, right? That, you know, you look around like I've got all these star apps. I have a Troy Brewer one. And have a Troy Brewer one. And then boom, it lands on this. And I go, hey man, do you know what you're looking at? Yeah.
The boys would love it. The boys have it. And they're always like, there's Saturn. And
there's Saturn.
That's cool.
There it is.
Like, all right.
That is cool.
Well, I'll let you guys close this out. Guys, I love y'all so much. And thank you to our team, Taylor that's in here, and Ben that's outside, and all the girls that are going over all the different comments and whatnot. And I'll go through all these comments later on, and I'll look at every single one of them. And guys, thank you so much, man, for entering into the year 2025 with us. What an incredible year 2024 was, and what an incredible year. But listen, man, buckle your seatbelt because 2025 is the 5x5. It is going to get
good. I'm so excited. I'm ready for January 20th.
I'm
ready for all the things that
January
this year has to
bring. January 20th cannot get here quick enough. I mean, it'll be nice to have a president again.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have somebody that's not on vacation. Spent a year and 4 months. Spent over a year of his 4 years on vacation.
Wow.
What a sham. All right.
Where's this going?
Thanks for joining us.
Thank y'all. We love y'all. Thank you for all our partners, all our viewers. It's been a great year, but we're going into an amazing year with Open Windows. I'm excited for you to unleash and unravel that word of the Open Windows. So,
yep. Open Windows is a big deal. All right, guys.
Okay.
God bless you so much, man. And until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath,
and highly favored of the Lord.
Bye-bye, everybody. God bless y'all.